Greetings, members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview. So thanks for joining me and welcome back. The spring quarter, entitled Acknowledging God, focuses on ways God's people have acknowledged His greatness. The March unit is entitled Follow in My Ways and provides four lessons drawn from the book of Genesis and 2 Chronicles, showing how Abraham and Solomon acknowledged God by following His guidance. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, The People Gave Thanks to God, or Finding Inspiration. Last Sunday's lesson examined Solomon's temple dedication prayer he prayed before all Israel. In today's lesson, we see what happened at the conclusion of that prayer. First of all, the Bible says the fire of the Lord came down and set fire to the burnt offering and sacrifices that were in place and dedicated to the Lord. In addition to that, the glory of the Lord then filled the temple. This is significant and amazing in several respects. These two acts gave the congregation of Israel proof that the Lord is real and hears the prayers of men, just in case anyone doubted. It also demonstrated that the Lord was satisfied with the temple and favorable with what Solomon had prayed. Finally, God manifested Himself in a cloud that was so holy that no one could enter the temple because of it, leaving no doubt about His presence and placing His name in that place. The reaction of the people who witnessed all this was one of awe and fear until they all fell down and bowed their heads in praise and worship at what they beheld. After this, the king and the people began 7 days of sacrifices to the Lord as part of the dedication of the temple in honor of the Lord, which included music and praise. At the end of the sacrifices, a solemn assembly was convened to allow the people to consecrate and dedicate themselves to the worship and service of the Lord. This was probably the high mark in the sincerity and devotion of the nation of Israel to serve the Lord. Over the months and years that followed, the people's devotion and sincerity began to diminish until it got to the point that they became idolatrous, which led to their eventual demise and the destruction of this beautiful temple. Our worship and devotion today is hardly worthy of the God who not only sanctified this temple, but sanctified us through the shedding of His own blood to deliver us from death. We didn't see the fire fall from heaven or the cloud fill the temple or Jesus hang on the cross and rise again. But faith informs us that this same God is just as real today as He was to all those who did see, and that He is the same God now as He was then, and He's ready and able to fulfill all that He said He would. So when we consider all that He has done, is doing, and shall do for us, let's worship Him with the love and devotion He is worthy to receive. You can get a better understanding of this lesson by reading the daily Sunday School readings found in your Sunday School book, which can also be accessed through our website and mobile app. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday School for this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of Follow in My Ways. So until then, grace and peace.